Welcome to the 2021 AFL Premiership season on AFL Nation.
Pulls it into the pocket. Cameron wants it. Cameron gets it.
Silwood standing start. Lash the ball toward the goal. Oh, that's a moment of inspiration from the skipper.
Charlie comes up brandishing. He doubles back from left to right and kicks one of the goals of the season.
50 from goal. Kept it alive. 48 from goal. Goes with the banana. It'll be the miracle. Oh, kick off the boat! You're kidding me! You've just done the impossible!
Martin tracks him. Martin's got it. He scored. He shoots. It's the stuff of legend!
Welcome to AFL Nation.
Yes, welcome to AFL Nation on a Thursday night as round five kicks off from Marvel Stadium. It's the clash between St Kilda and Richmond. It's Maddie's match, and so it carries extra importance. We'll talk more about that, but it is our AFL Nation pre-game show for Hard Yakka. For a new breed of legends and Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, choose Beaumont Tiles for 28% off floor tiles. It's last year's premiers against another side that made the finals last year, but ultimately lost to the Tigers. But it's one team coming off two losses and the other coming off a fantastic win. But if you just jumped out of a plane and arrived in Melbourne for the first time or in Australia, it's not the team that the last year's premiers that come in with the hot form. They've lost the last couple of games. Nick Del Santo and Dwayne Russell are with me for tonight's big call. Del, as a former Saint yourself, it's a big opportunity for the Saints to follow up from last week.
Absolutely. Good evening, guys. Good evening to everybody. And really looking forward to what we hope is a spectacular game. And I guess by saying hope, it's probably more from the St Kilda perspective, because we've seen over the last 3 weeks, Hutto, a stark difference between what they dished up against the D's and the Bombers and then what they did against the West Coast Eagles, but particularly in that second half last week. So I am hoping, in regards to a great game and a great contest, that the Saints give us the latter, and that was the last half of last week. So, but the Tigers as well, like, that's an interesting story. You know, you go back to the last time they lost three in a row was 2019 between rounds 11 and 13. But then they went on to win the next 12, which included the flag. So
it's been pretty consistent.
You feel
really
like you've got a little bit of trust in the Tigers having the ability to bounce back.
And Damien Hardwick was positive, Dwayne Russell, wasn't he, post-match last week after that thrilling loss to Port Adelaide. There's a number of ways you could have looked at that performance, but he was pretty positive. I guess what Del was alluding to, that they'll get it together when it matters. You can understand why.
That was one of the best games of the season, that game. They both played a really good brand of footy. It was, and it's going to be interesting to see if the Saints can match it tonight if Richmond bring that same game. I wouldn't be too worried if I was a Richmond coach or a Richmond supporter either. But it's going to be interesting to see which St Kilda turn up early here today.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to, you've got to play four quarters against Richmond, because you play a bad 15 minutes anywhere in the game, they knock you around too much.
Well, to go through some of the news of the day for rolled, family-made Vietnamese served fast and fresh, and I guess the most pressing news is the two late changes for the Saints, and that they are significant. Luke Dunstan and Paul Hunter coming in, but Zach Jones and Rowan Marshall have been managed, Del.
Yeah, the big ones for me is Rowan Marshall. He came back into the team last week, had that issue with the plantar fascias, as we saw, came off the ground just before halftime. Was in the rooms for an extended period of time and can only assume that he was getting it assessed and then probably jabbed just to make it numb for that second half. But their team looked completely different when he was there. So it was more than just the stoppages. It's the way he controlled the ground, the positions that he put himself in. So him to go out of the team tonight would have gone up against Nan Curvis, who's in relatively good form. I thought his performance last week was really solid, had five intercept marks. Obviously liked the way that Big Nank goes about his business. But him out of the team, and from everything that I'm hearing, Hutto, it's just precautionary. It's clearly that he's got the injury. He's snapped that plantar, which is actually a better result than, and this sounds a bit weird, than it actually still being connected, because when it's connected, you still have the feeling and the tension in it. So a complete snap is actually a better result. But
I think we all learned that from Robert Harvey about 15 to 20 years ago.
I got asked about that Robert Harvey story during the week, and I honestly sit here and I don't even know if it's true. I hope it's true.
I think it's true.
Because it's become folklore in football history that he jumped off a park bench, or the equivalent of a park bench, backwards, landed on
building,
his toes.
And he's
jumped
off a building.
Yeah, I think it was a building.
Was it a
floor
building?
Superman. Out of cape on.
Is that right? But I just think it's a wise decision on behalf of the Saints to manage Rowan Marshall after only having one game.
And then when he landed, he rolled fast and fresh.
Oh,
Vietnamese.
Nice.
Well played.
Rolled. Who bring you the news of the day. The other, away from this game, significant news of the day, and we'll get to a look at the team changes for tomorrow night as well. But Dwayne O, a man who's had a huge impact on the Geelong Footy Club, has stepped aside for now in Stephen Wells, might come back and have some role, but it doesn't seem he's going to have the full role as head of recruiting and
you're
list management.
You're doing that
for Rold
as well.
Yeah,
that's I like it.
Well. Thank you very much.
Big call. Big call. I've known Wellesley for a long time. He picked me up from the airport in 87 when I was recruited. He was the guy that recruited me when he was...
So he had some hits and misses then?
He did have some hits and misses. Although it wasn't a miss. He got the right guy. It's just that the guy let him down in the end. His pick at the time was spot on.
Right,
you know, as recruiters say, oh, we got... Just the development system wasn't quite
that
right.
That was the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But look, he was the understudy for Bronco Bill McMaster, who still floats around Highton from time to time. He's still with us.
Great man, Bill.
Absolutely, he is. So Wellesley's been Geelong through and through. And people come and go from clubs. Players come and go. Coaches come and go. Presidents and administrators and chairmen and board members, they come and go. Wellesley has been one constant over that long period of time. I'm trying to think of another constant.
I'm just thinking that too. Who else would have been employed by a football club for that length of time? I can't think of anyone.
How long is it? What do you suggest?
84.
Well, he would have 84. So 84. He was a player himself. He was a really good player for West Adelaide in the Sandville.
Mm.
So he's a pretty good player, local footy as well. So Wellesley, he was a footballer who came into recruiting through being a footballer, obviously, because he was pretty good at the craft himself. So he knew what he was looking for.
Can I throw out a name? What about Johnny Beveridge? And obviously that's St Kilda bias, but Johnny Beveridge.
Yeah.
He's been around. And he's finished up now. No, he's not finished up now, but he would have been around for... He went to school with Prince Philip, I reckon.
So there's a big change coming. Cookie's leaving.
Yep.
Colin Carter's left.
Yep.
And we've got, you know, a team that we don't know what it's going to be like in 2022, 2023 because of the age factor. Yeah. Maybe more 2023, but it's a big time of change for Geelong, the way it's looming.
As you alluded to, really, the contrast to that period of incredible stability from the time Bomber Thompson, well, Cookie arrived and Frank Costa was there and Bomber Thompson was appointed. Just amazing stability. And then Colin took over from Frank. But Brian continued. Wellesley's been there the whole time. I mean, Stephen Hocking and Barmy left, but and then Bomber left and Chris Scott, and he's been there a decade. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting time. I wonder if someone else will try and grab him or whether Wellesley's just going to pick up the golf clubs and sail into the sunset saying, I've got a pretty good body of work behind me. I'm okay with that, so let's leave it at that.
Well, his last couple of decades in particular have been nothing short of sensational. So if that's the end of it for him, then he's had a pretty good go.
What's his best pick been, Dino?
Ooh,
very hard to.
There was one draft where he got three guns late. Oh, Stevie Johnson,
no,
I think.
That was my year. 2001, he had Bartell, Stevie Johnson, James Kelly, Gary Ablett Jr.
Yep.
And maybe one other. So
Gary Ablett Jr. was lucky because no one really thought he was going to be as good as he was. And the father-son rule back then was the second round pick.
Mm. Yeah.
So
that's not a bad year, though.
Yeah, that's a good year.
that's a handy four.
I think Corey Enright might have been a late pick as
well.
That
was part of the pick. I think that was part of the trade for Lee Colbert.
Right. So
what about these great ones where they're playing down at Barwon Heads, like those little sneaky ones that no one hears
Mark
about?
Blitzer,
the ones that I like.
Taking over from him, Andrew Mackey was in some of the roles.
Sacred Heart in Adelaide.
What about Stewart? Stewart was a similar story, wasn't he?
Tom Stewart, local footy.
Yeah, I think around the corner.
Yeah, I think Matthew Scarlett had a big part
in
that, but they still had to pick him when they picked him.
So Andrew Mackey's officially taking over.
Well, his role will expand. I think Troy Selwood's a spotter, and there's another guy at the club whose role will, and of course Simon Lloyd's.
Well, haven't they got a responsibility to fill those particular guys?
It's interesting. Talking to Wellesley and people over time, Wellesley, I think he's said a couple of things that I hope he doesn't mind me saying, but he once said to me, you can't have all choir boys. So he didn't mind getting guys like a Stevie Johnson and those guys that have a bit of character and a bit of oomph in them as well. So
Simon Murphy, the compliance manager, I've had a few exchanges with him over the years, and there was one selection that I used to rib him about for a long, long time. In the end, when they won a few flags, he was like, no, "If I made up for it now, I don't want to mention the guy's name. Cause it's probably not fair."
But the beauty of what Wellesley's done, I think he's been a good pick of chemistry. I think he's known what the club needed because he knows the club so well.
Mm.
So we'll go out and get a guy, and it's not because of his kicks, marks, and handballs on his stat sheet. He'll say, "Okay, well, this guy will fit us really well."
Just out of curiosity, how much did he work in with the coaches? Because we often hear that some people have full responsibility, and you'd probably trust Wellesley to pick those players and the best available. How much And he'd share the accolades, I think, along the ways. How much was it him opposed to a group decision?
I think he hands them over. I think he hands them over and says, this is what this guy can do. He's yours now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of making the selection, though.
Oh, and just making
the... Is that your referring to?
Yeah, I'm just talking about...
I think it's trust Stephen Wells.
Yeah. And then once Wells has picked it, he gives it to the coach and says to the coach, okay, here's what you got. Yep. It's over to you now.
Yeah, nice.
All right. It's not too late to join the Ream AFL Tipping League. Don't forget at tipping.sen.com.au and win big weekly and grand prizes. The all-new 8-seat Hyundai Palisade 2 is the SUV for rapidly growing families. It's got advanced tech and loads of space, so there'll be no outgrowing this SUV. Go and take a test drive at your local Hyundai dealer today. All right, well, both teams are completing their warm-up for Ream. Install the Ream, Australia's favourite in hot air. So let's tick off a few of the categories, Del, before we dig down further into this game.
Yes.
And our unmissable moments are for Drink Wise. Choose to drink wise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. What could be some unmissable moments that we might see tonight with these two sides?
Well, it's hard to go past Dustin Martin, who's playing a lot more time in the midfield than he has in some of the big games of recent years. So he's spending about 50% time in the middle. Does that mean that he might take away from having brilliance when he goes forward? I don't think so. I still think he has enough opportunities. And if this game is anything like we think it will, high pressure, you know, time in forward half being, you know, at a premium, I think Dusty will come into his own. Who does he get? What matchup? I think if he goes forward, probably a Wilkie. They'll back in Wilkie to be able to go with him as good as he can. So I'd love to see, and even from our perspective and a selfish perspective, to see some brilliance from Dusty. I think it's time for Jack and Tom Lynch to probably give a little bit more. And they haven't been quiet by any stretch, but just some moments of brilliance. And I think from a Saints perspective, you know, it probably starts with that pressure, and that was infectious last week in that second half. But you got Dan Butler playing against his old side. You got Jack Higgins coming up against his old side for the first time. So they'll be wanting to prove a point, also knowing that this is the team that knocked him out of finals last year, Hutto.
Yes, indeed. So don't forget those unmissable moments are for Drinkwise. The weather report for Fujitsu, Australia's favourite air. It's largely redundant when the roof is closed.
How nice is that?
But it's cool.
How nice is it when you don't have to check the weather forecast for the whole day, knowing that the game is in a shed? How good is that? Yep. It's just brilliant. Moments like this, you say thank you.
I must admit, I actually thought for a period of today that the game was at the MCG. And I'll tell you
that
why.
That does not surprise me.
Well,
why
does
that not
surprise
me?
You, but I went for a coffee in Richmond today for a business meeting. And there was already people in their Tiger gear.
Yep.
Sitting around having coffees, and I thought, oh, they're obviously walking to the MCG. They're getting in early for tonight.
I would have loved if you had gone to the G tonight. So
I'm glad
just
that
would
I
have
just
added to the story.
Imagine him parking underneath thinking, geez, but he's in the car park tonight.
It's not going to be a big crowd tonight, says Hutto.
Yeah, so anyway, you can experience year-round comfort with Fujitsu, Australia's favourite air. As we said, both teams at the Saints have hogged the middle of the ground at the moment, so they're doing their on-ballers warm-up at the moment, and it's all with thanks to Ream. Ream warm-up, Ream steady, hot and strong. So what about some of the matchups, Del, and how you think this game is going to be played? I mean, Max King, fresh from 5 goals, it's not going to really worry the Tiger defence, you wouldn't think, the way they go about it.
Maxie King kicked 5 goals last week. His previous best was 3 twice, so it was his best performance. I still felt like he left a few out there. And it was more than just the missed goals. It was the missed marks that I thought he could have absolutely clunked and kicked.
Which is something we're still seeing every week with him, aren't
absolutely.
We? Absolutely. Hopefully it's not a sign that he's not going to be a good... he hasn't got good hands. It's more a sign that it'll eventually click.
Bit of timing, bit of maturity. Got to get a little bit bigger and probably be able to hold his own in a marking contest. But this is the matchup I'd love to see. Maxie King, Noah Bolter. Now, they're a year apart. They've played 14-odd games different. They're Maxie's slightly a little bit taller and weighs a little bit less. So I just would love to see that for this reason. This could be one of the great matchups for the next decade. If these two guys, and Noah Bolter already being a premiership player, already being a really good defender, and Maxie King waiting to see him genuinely rip a game apart. I'd love to see those two go about it. Both athletic, both competitive. I think that's a great one. And one of the other matchups, Hutto, that I think will play out, and I think it has to, is Kane Lambert goes under the radar for how good he is. He gets a heap of the footy. He's averaging 25 disposals. He's really high in score involvements. I'd like to see someone like Jack Sinclair go to him. I think he's capable of being able to run with him. He's disciplined enough.
Part of the reason, though, is that he often plays as the reverse role to Dusty,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yes, he's the replacer of Dusty.
He gets caught back sometimes they're so worried about Dusty.
So if I was Brett Radden and the coaching staff from the Saints, I'd be sending Jack Sinclair to him almost in a tagging role, but now it's just described as an accountable role. So I really like that one. And therefore, Jack Billings can play more forward. Hunter Clark may have to go behind the football a bit more tonight because Luke Dunstan, who has done the whole summer and the whole pracky matches as a pressuring half forward, will come in and replace Zach Jones. So they're going to go like for like. So they're just going to put him straight back in the middle for a bit more crash and bash.
All right. Final word coming up from Nick Del Santo, including his selection ahead of the game tonight, will be for Car Sales. Unique insights and exclusive perks with Car Sales for owners. Before you do give us that, Del, are you happy with, broadly, and you've alluded to it at the start, with the way Richmond are travelling, would there be any concerns if you had to do an audit on what you've seen so far with Richmond this year, with that they, an area where they need to get better, not immediately, but sooner rather than later?
Well, it's also what they prioritise, and they clearly don't have a priority on clearances, and there's numerous reasons for that. We know how good they are rebounding off the halfback flank, so do they put more emphasis into that? You look at the numbers of their first 4 weeks in clearances alone. When they lose, they've been negative 12 in a game and negative 6. So that's a lot of territory that you've got to make up, knowing that the opposition are going to kick the ball or handball it forward to start with. But in their wins, plus 6 and plus 3. So I think if you are looking at them and you're the midfield coach of the Tigers, you may be a man down, but I reckon a break-even point for them, that's a really good starting point. But holistically, Hutto, am I overly worried? No. You look back through the numbers. Last year, they were 1 win, 1 draw, 2 losses at the same point. The year before, 2019, 2-2, the same as they currently are. 2018, they were 3 wins and 1 loss. And then 2017, they were 4-0. And you just touched on Damien Hardwick, the way that he spoke post-game. I'll go back 2 weeks ago. I think it was after the Sydney game. He said, we've got a lot of things to work on. We're not perfect just yet. And it may not be next week, it may not be the week after, but he said, we will get this sorted. So I think when you're in this position, and it's a position of luxury, those things out.
One of these years that won't happen, though, will it, for Richmond? Like, they'll be 2-2 and they won't make finals. It might be 15 years
It won't
from
be
now.
This year. I know it's a team sport, and they are such a good team, but individually, they've also got just match winners. At any moment, you just feel of their players could just rip this thing apart.
How's Tom Lynch going, do you think?
Just going. He's only kicked seven goals for the year. He kicked 1-3 last week. I think he's almost become part of the collective. Now they just structure up so well. Jack's obviously going for everything and flying for everything as he does. He's kicked 12 goals for the year. But he doesn't have to be the brilliant individual player that he once had to be at the Gold Coast Suns. But I think he's serviceable. But I think if you ask him and the coaching staff in their heart of hearts, they'd like to see more output from him.
All right, that's our AFL Nation pregame show for Hard Yakka, for a new breed of legends, and for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best. Choose Beaumont Tiles for 28% off floor tiles. Speaking of Jack, it's a big night for the Revolt family. Del, a lot of purple, of course, with Maddie, and the number to text is 0400 662 662 if you'd like to donate to Maddie Revolt's vision. And it's been a wonderful it's been wonderful that footy has been able to help the Revolt family help so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, is it 5 or 6 years? I probably should know that off the top of my head. But where they are right now, from where it was when that tragedy happened 5 or 6 years ago, it's more than just the clubs, Hutto, and it's more than just St Kilda. 6 years. It's everybody. It's the AFL community that donate. You look around the stadium right now. It's just flooded in purple. You know, the players are wearing purple socks, the St Kilda team. So the way that they embrace it, like they do a lot of great causes, is there's a young fella just down there who's, I think, just flipped the coin.
Big smile on his face.
Look at him. He's pumped. Yeah. So he's just got to walk out onto Marvel Stadium and meet the two captains from each team, or each captain from each team. So it's just special moments like that, Hutto, but not many industries do it better than AFL football.
Trent Cotchin, speaking of the toss of the coin, has won that toss. And we'll kick to the Lockett end, or left of stadium, of course, now for St Kilda games. It's Lockett and Frawley ends of Marvel Stadium. Dwayno, a selection from you, please.
Just sitting near Matty Lloyd. They've tacked his name down for tonight's game. So he arrives at the ground and someone's unfurling his name and putting someone's name over the top.
Yep.
Bit of fun in that. Who's my tip? I think Richmond. It's hard to tip against Richmond. I know they've lost their last two, but every time I tip against Richmond, they win. So I just got to stick with them until they lose three flags in a row, and then I'll start tipping against them.